Fox Sports 1340 AM presents to you. WMER, Wrestling Marks of Excellence Radio, starring The Firm, J-Lo, Nephew, Corey, and Dr. D, bringing you the latest up-to-date information on professional wrestling and sports entertainment. Now, live from the Fox Sports 1340 studios in Hopewell, Virginia.
Hey, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another edition of the Wrestling Marks of Excellence here on Fox Sports Radio 1340 AM, 96.9 FM, as we do our WrestleMania preview. As always, I'm your host, Glenn Thomas, with me, the Wizard himself, Nephew Corey. What's going on, Wizard?
Hey, hey, what's going on?
And we also blessed with Champ Creed again today. What's going on, Champ?
Hey, what's going on, fellas?
Nothing much, man. Got a lot of reviews from the last show, man. People said they had a good time listening to us, especially you guys joking on me about the Superstore.
Thought it was funny.
But let's get in here, man, to WrestleMania. WrestleMania 35, MetLife Stadium. 15 matches on this WrestleMania card so far as we record this. They may add another one or not, but we never know. One may be even scrapped from what I'm hearing, that Rey Mysterio and Samoa Joe, depends on Rey Mysterio's injury, may not be taking place at WrestleMania, but it depends on how Rey Mysterio is leading into WrestleMania weekend.
Oh, wait a minute. Now, let me ask you that. No, we just gonna stop right there. Okay, because I'm that raw, so I was thinking that was maybe a work. Is that coming out that was legit?
Yeah, it's coming out that is legit, that he hurt his ankle, and that match may be scrapped from the card. That was a legit injury. That's why his match from SmackDown, his match with CN did not happen on SmackDown like it was supposed to happen last night. And so the match he had with Baron Corbin on Monday, he hurt his ankle.
Oh, wow. I didn't know. That's something. Well, you know me, I've kind of removed myself, so I don't know. And I've just been so busy. But no, okay, wow. It did look, I was like, oh, Ray's working that pretty good when I was sitting there. Cause I was like, he looks really hurt. Okay, so now we know. All right.
Yep. So, well, look, we can start right there. We can start at that one if it does happen. That match does happen. Who do you guys have winning? Rey Mysterio or Samoa Joe?
Well, I mean, you know, if it happens, I've got to get that to Joe, regardless. Injury or not, I think Joe was going to win that anyway.
Yeah, I agree. I'm going with Joe. It doesn't make any sense to put any gold around the waist of Rey. He doesn't really need it.
Exactly.
Yeah, exactly. I think Joe does that. I think depends on the placement of the match. It may be a quick one. We see how quick Joe tapped out Ali the other day. WWE loves to drop names, but Ali lost to Samoa Joe on this past SmackDown with a quick Joe with a quick win there. Let's start with the shows that will be on the pre-show. WrestleMania Women's Battle Royal. Who do you have winning this? Let's start with you, Wizard.
You know, after last night, kind of look at that. Let me tell you this. Last night's show was that's the one thing I hate about the SmackDown before Mania, because I've been to a couple. It's like they really don't try with that one. Outside of maybe one or two things, they really just throw stuff together. And even that 18-person I was like, really? Y'all just gonna throw the whole roster out there just because? Right. I was like, what is this doing? Like, this serves no purpose. I mean, other than Becky's promo, Kofi's promo, and then Miz and Shane was okay, but that was dumb because Miz fought, you know, and, you know, poor Sanity. He fights Sanity and wins a Falls Count Anywhere match against Sanity. Like, really? A 3-on-1 at that? I was like, okay.
He better not lose on Sunday if he beat 3-on-1.
Right, because it's like, right. I mean, but, you know, and this is not a knock to Miz, but it's Miz. It was like, you all did so much for Miz's career to make him, you know, look like he's barely getting wins. Like, Miz ain't the type of person I'm looking at and saying, oh, he could beat 3 dudes, 3-on-1, Falls Count Anywhere. No.
Yeah.
I digress. The Women's Battle Royal, man, it might not be somebody on the main roster. I don't know who, But I'll put my prediction as that. It's not going to be somebody on the main roster. It'll be someone from NXT, I'd say.
Champ, who's yet?
The women? I mean, the only thing I took from last night was how bad they jerked Asuka, man. She got royally shafted in the booking from last year to this year. And it's almost borderline disrespectful to her character. I remember Honky Tonk Man saying that they wanted him to drop the belt and they wanted him to do certain things. And his response was, okay, now if I do this, how will that make my character look if I want to get booked somewhere else, you know? And I think this was in reference to him dropping – you remember this was in reference to him dropping the belt.
Yep.
Was it Warrior, right, or was it someone else?
Yeah. Well, if I'm not mistaken, because I've heard that story before, I don't think it – I got to look back.
It wasn't Warrior first.
It wasn't Warrior.
It was somebody else.
It could have been Brutus. It may have been Brutus that he
might have been Brutus.
It might have been Brutus that – you know what? It was. Because that was that was his main feud. Because he feuded with Brutus from WrestleMania that year all the way up until SummerSlam. So it was probably Brutus.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But he should have been lucky anyway, because that wouldn't even, if Butch Reed wouldn't have no-showed, that wouldn't even been his run anyway. I still always say that. And that's the truth. But, I mean, he lucked into it, just like Kofi lucked into the situation with Mustafa Ali being hurt. But that's a whole different.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and the you know the thing here is where do you go with her? Like, she's not leaving the company, you know, because you know the money is good, whatever. But where do you go with her to make her legit? Now the theory is, all right, this is pro wrestling. You can do anything with the storylines. You could turn them around. Yeah, I get that, but it's almost I think she's done. Like, I don't think you can do anything with her because her run was so insignificant.
You know what's weird? And usually, in a competitive spirit, all love, I usually will counteract what Champ Creed usually says with an argument of, you know, what if on the other side? But I really agree. I think some people like her, Shinsuke, some of these people might be done because it's like, they've done nothing on the main roster at all. Asuka and Shinsuke got runs at the belt, but it was like after that they've done nothing. And Asuka got the belt. I mean, now we see why she got the belt in the SmackDown Women's Title, because they were essentially freeing up space to do Charlotte, Ronda, Becky.
Right.
So.
And then they backtracked and gave it back to Charlotte.
Yeah. Well, I guess we can go ahead and jump the gun a little bit because Gilo didn't get to it. But seeing by, you know, the winner take all, I just think, honestly, though, Champ Creed, I just think they did that just to cherry on top for the main event, like truly make it as main event as possible. We're going to throw everything the women got in that match.
All chips in.
Both belts. Yeah. And you know what? And honestly, I kind of don't blame them. I mean, if you're going to really mainstream market this, I mean, you might as well. I mean, because realistically, they had done such a bad job with where Asuka was, even as champion. It was like, what were we going to get with Asuka anyway in a match on the card as champion? And that's why, you know, as bad as they did Asuka, that's the other side of it, is that were they really going to invest any kind of storyline with her anyway going into a match? Go ahead, Gilo.
Yeah, true. I mean, but I totally agree with you. I mean, with Asuka, the Battle Royal winner, she should win. Now, I have not heard a stipulation that the winner gets a title shot like last year. I'm going to imagine that's still the same stipulation.
Well, Naomi still owed hers, so...
Well, she did kind of have one. Didn't she have one against Asuka on like a SmackDown or something? But it wasn't the main title run, but it was still kind of a title shot. She did fight for the title. But I don't think it was.
I don't remember her fighting for
It wasn't directly because of the Battle Royal. And I got to go back.
That's what it was. It wasn't because of the Battle Royal. She won some kind of other match or something.
Yeah.
Because I remember, I think she said something about it. I think she was like, so does this mean I have two title shots? It might have been with, was it Carmella? I think it was Carmella. That's
right.
Who she fought.
I think she fought
Carmella, and it was like, okay, does this mean I have two title shots? Because she still didn't get the money in the bank. She didn't get the Battle Royal one, which is definitely true.
Just like Curtis Axel never got eliminated from the Royal Rumble, but we know how WWE does stuff.
Oh, here we go.
But Keith, so you got Asuka winning? This be good for her?
No, I don't have. I have her not winning. I actually have her getting to the end and then being eliminated. I think it's going to be someone from the NXT. Is Shayna Baszler coming up for this?
It depends on what happens Saturday.
We don't know yet.
Friday night.
Yeah.
Depends on what happens Friday night.
So I'll say it'll be either Shayna or Bianca or Kerry or Lacey Evans.
My pick is Lacey Evans. I think I'll go. You know what? We can clean sweep that. It'll be Lacey Evans. I think it'll be Lacey Evans.
Yeah, my pick is Lacey Evans. Let's go to the Andre the Giant Memorial Battle Royal, the men's side. Who wins this one?
Well, it's probably going to be on the main card just because Weekend News guys are going to be in it. I mean, it's realistically, that one's card placement in a weird way. Because like I said, I think it may end up on the main card because of the celebrities in it.
Right.
But if for some reason it's on the pre-show,
what celebrities are in it?
Colin Jost and Michael Che from Weekend News or Saturday Night Live.
I don't think you understood my question. What celebrities are in it?
Oh, okay. Ha.
I got you.
Yeah.
There we go. Okay. So, you know who my pick was before all of that? Apollo Crews was my pick. I was really like, they may run with Apollo is somebody they may end up. If they're really kind of on this wave of, pushing African Americans, I think Apollo would be the next guy up, realistically.
He could be.
He's very polished.
He's very polished.
White and everything. I'm just joking.
Nah, you're cool. Man, this podcast, we good. I think Braun Strowman, I don't think you build him up for him to lose. I mean, he's won everything else. To keep him relevant,
what are you building him up for? Like, that's the question. Like,
once he gets out the doghouse, I think he will be back in the title picture. If Roman ever gets it or Seth ever gets it, I think you see Braun Strowman back in the title picture. You can't see Braun Strowman and Brock right now. It's not money.
What? Not now because Brock beat Braun. Not
where Braun is at now. It's not money.
But that's what they were leading to. So,
right.
Yeah.
Hold on. I got a good one. Is Braun becoming the Sid Justice of WWE without the title?
I'll put it this way. He's a reliable hand. Like, because of Braun's size and his charisma, the guy's very charismatic. You got to give him that.
Yeah.
He has that placement that they'll always have something for him. But, I mean, I've always heard rumors that sometimes it gets to his head or he's maybe had a little attitude backstage. Don't know how true that is. But something seems to stumble in his way that he always ends up not, going over the hump. Like, he's had a couple of title shots.
But he's the Andre the Giant, man. Look how many times Andre held the title. Look how many times the Big Show held the title. By the virtue of him being that big, he is the attraction, and they usually don't give attractions the belt.
Good point. Yeah.
I mean, he may get one title run, and that's it. He's an attraction. And so that's where.
Wait, but Big Show had multiple title runs, though, right?
Big Show. You know why Big Show gets run? Because that Bama, once again, he was reliable as well to where he was an attraction and was like, okay, we need to ultimately get X, Y, and Z over. So put the belt on Big Show, give Big Show a credible run to get this guy over. You know, or Big Show's like a stopgap. I mean, he's deserved title runs. He has. But ultimately, he's been stopgaps for the next kind of new flavor to get the title from them.
And I think Braun gets one. I think they just got to build him back up to it. I think he definitely does.
Oh, Braun will eventually get one. It's inevitable. That's inevitable. Yeah. He's got to get one.
Yeah, I think he definitely gets one. Other match that we think will be on the pre-show, Cruiserweight title match, Buddy Murphy versus Tony Nese. I'm going to start here. I don't see Buddy Murphy losing. Because he's 205, mm-hmm. man. Unless they're going to move him to the main roster, I don't see him losing to Tony Nese.
You know, it's weird. Buddy, it's like Buddy Murphy is so good, and he stands out so much from the rest of the 205 Live roster that Tony Nese was really good. And I give WWE credit for at least kind of giving him this rub in his home area, you know, to go to WrestleMania. I don't see him beating Buddy Murphy either. Buddy's really that much better than the rest of the roster. It's almost like they've got to build it up to where it's going to be somebody else that we haven't prominently been seeing on 205 Live yet. Somebody like an Oney Lorcan, like how Oney Lorcan's now on 205 Live. I love Oney Lorcan. He's really, really, really good.
He's
going to end up being one to get the belt eventually. I don't know when, but he'll get it as well. But right now, as far as a face on the roster for 205 Live to take it from Buddy, I don't see that straight up. It would have to be some kind of four-way match or something that Buddy loses without getting pinned or something to lose the belt. He's really that much better than everybody else on the roster.
I got a person that will beat him, but I don't see why they would do it. If you somehow Pete Dunne loses, because he is 205, and him and Buddy Murphy go at it, but I don't see them taking.
You know
Pete
what?
Dunne. I don't see them taking Pete Dunne from the UK and then throwing him on 205. I think if Pete Dunne
that's
loses,
one. And if they took Pete from the UK, G-Lo, he's going on the main roster.
That's what I'm saying. He's with the main roster.
He's not going to 205. Nah, no,
he's not going to 205. So, Champ, who you got, Buddy Murphy or Tony Nese?
The winner of that match will be the popcorn guy, because that's the point where I will go and get my popcorn.
You still be in line when this one starts, huh?
Yeah. I was going to say, Champ Green might not even be in the building yet.
He may not be in the building yet. He a latecomer.
No, wait. I'm there early.
Yeah, you did.
Nah, he is. No. We're messing now. He's been in line with us. He's been there on.
Nah, I know he's been in line with us. I'm just messing with him. I know.
Actually, hold on. Now that I think about it, I'm usually there before you guys.
Nah, I won't give you that one, dog.
No, listen. I ain't gonna give away my secret. Never mind. Next time.
Yeah. Yeah, we.
I'll be quiet.
We put it this way. You might have came to the arena before us, but when the show got there, we was for the show before you.
Okay. All right. I can live with that.
All right. You can live with that one.
Yeah.
All right. Let's move to the next one. Let's move to this next match. Bobby Lashley versus Finn Balor for the IC title.
Oh, yeah, that's Demon Balor? Yeah.
Oh, Demon Balor.
I wish they hadn't announced it, but yeah.
I was thinking the same thing.
I'm glad you said that. Do they need to announce this one in order for to sell more tickets? Come on.
Not to sell more tickets.
Oh, sell subscribers.
To gain that interest from the people that are going to the party that don't watch wrestling normally. Not that they're going to know beforehand, but people will talk about it. People that watch wrestling at those parties or watch parties, the people that don't, they'll talk about why it's special for Demon Finn to be out there. I get why they did that. I just wish they didn't do it, because that would have been great to be there to get the Demon Balor as a surprise. Like, I hate when they average, like when they did it this past year at SummerSlam with Corbin, and it wasn't, everybody thought it was going to be regular Finn. Yeah, that was great, because it wasn't advertised that Demon Finn was going to fight Baron Corbin. And it was great when he did his entrance, like them announcing it. But I get it, because they also got merchandise out there with Demon Balor for New York and WrestleMania on it too. So I get it.
I get it.
Got to make money.
Got to make money. But, you know, Finn Balor wins here. That's,
oh, and yeah, Leo, absolutely.
Demon Balor wins, and Leo Rush is the reason why he loses. Bobby Lashley loses. So we'll go there.
No, I don't even think so. I got to disagree with you there, Gio. Like, Demon Finn, they invest so much in that character for him to win Queen.
He sells so much merch.
Yeah, it's not going to matter. Leo's going to be a non-factor. Bobby's losing that.
Yeah, so Demon Balor is building up a streak at WrestleMania.
Well, he's got a streak, period. Demon Balor is undefeated on the main roster. So,
yeah, he's unbeaten. Let's move on to this one. This one just announced early in the week. The Usos have to defend their titles because of their actions with New Day in the Gauntlet match, which Alexa Bliss, which I love her being the host of WrestleMania. What a great move by WWE, making her the host of WrestleMania. But nonetheless, the Usos have to take on Ricochet and Aleister Black, take on The Bar, take on Shinsuke and Rusev, which means because Ricochet and Aleister Black is in this, let's just say they won't win the Dusty Rhodes. They won't win the tag team titles over the War Raiders at NXT.
Yeah. You know what's weird? This could go any kind of way. Realistically, it could end up being that Aleister and Ricochet may not even stay on the main roster. You never know.
That is true. I thought about that too.
I think a monkey wrench has been thrown in that with Ciampa being hurt. I think they may end up leaving them down there and other people come up.
But I'm telling you, they're putting a lot of time in those. These cats are on Raw. They're on SmackDown. They're on NXT.
That's the only thing.
They're putting a lot of work.
Yeah, but you never know. Yeah, you never know. They can end up winning both sets of belts. You really don't know.
They could end up winning both, but I think the Usos retain. And I think this would be a favorite for the Usos. They lost last year.
I was gonna say that. Yeah, they lost last year. Go ahead and throw them both. Throw them the bone this year and let them win.
Yeah. Throw them the bone. And make sure this is on the main roster. Hope this is on the main roster. Usos, champ, who you
on
got?
On the main card,
Yeah, main card.
Are you asking me who do I select as the winner of this bout or who will be the overall winner of this moment?
Oh, well, go ahead and give us both then. Give us both.
I think the winner of this bout will be the Usos.
Uh-huh.
And I think the winner of the moment will be the Candy Girl, because at this point of the card, I will be out there getting my candy.
Nah, here's the only thing. I think this is where I thought you were going, and I'll go there if that's the case. I think the winner of the moment is going to be Ricochet. He's going to pull off something.
You know what? Yeah, that's what I get for being a smart ass. Yes, I'll look at it like that. You know, here's my thoughts on Ricochet and Aleister. I feel that they have been giving them – I feel that they're doing everything for them except giving them a Lex Express bus. And the push is there, but something is off. And I don't know what it is.
It's them. No, it's them. No, it's right there in your face. They're so polarizingly different that – They're the definite, like, they truly look like a mashed up team. I'm surprised they haven't combined their themes yet.
But you know what? But you could, back in the 80s and early 90s, you could take these two guys and put them with a manager, and we'll love them. Because
it's something because about them two, though. I got to agree with Champ Creed. It's something about them two.
But they keep them separate, though.
It just looks like. Yeah, but they look like
Ricochet has his own entrance. Aleister Black has his own entrance. You keep them separate, like two single competitors who come to the ring and take
on. That's the whole point. That's why they look bad to an extent. Yeah. I mean, they look good together. They are a good team together. They are, because they're two good workers.
Right.
But the extent of them feeling like a team, they're so separate and so different that it doesn't feel that you should invest. You should invest any kind of feelings of long term with them. It just feels like they're not going to last. It's not, I mean, Sheamus and Cesaro didn't even feel like this when they were paired together. Like, you kind of felt like, okay, they're going to end up being a team. You don't feel this with them. You kind of feel like, okay, we're featuring them because we're bringing them up from NXT, and we're going to break them up. We just don't know when.
Right.
That's exactly how that feels.
I agree with that. Sheamus and Cesaro at least had a small burn or a feud when before they became became the bar.
Right.
You know, but you look at the other team there, Shinsuke and Rusev was just kind of thrown together too. So.
Yeah, they're another one. So.
You know, there's another one there, but I think we all agree the Usos here. Let's go to the women's side, Fatal 4-Way for the Tag Team Championship, Bayley and Sasha taking on the Divas of Doom, taking on the Iconics, taking on Nia Jax and Tamina, who does not have a name. You know, we got the Boston Hug Connections, the Divas of Doom, the Iconics, and then you just got Nia Jax and Tamina.
The Divas of Doom, they ain't Divas of Doom. They haven't referenced them as that, not once, I don't think.
They have. Michael Cole did on Monday night, I believe.
Okay, but that's why I didn't see it. So.
yeah, you was there. I believe Michael Cole did. Michael Cole or Corey Graves, sometimes I get their voices mixed up, both of them. Anyway, who do you got winning this with?
I got the Boston Hug Connection winning this. I think they get their moment at WrestleMania.
Champ.
I'm going with the Divas of Doom.
I want to go with Iconics. I want to see Peyton Royce and Billy Kay
I
win this.
I want to see them win, too. I really do, but I don't see it happening now. But I would love for them to win. I would.
Yeah, I'm gonna stick with the Iconics. Billy Kay and Peyton Royce wins this one. Keep my finger crossed, but my heart's telling me that Boston Hug does get their WrestleMania moment, and at the end of the night.
Mm-hmm.
But
well,
anyway.
You're jumping ahead of yourself. You want to save that? You're
yeah, I want to say. I definitely want to say that. Let's move on. We move on to Kurt Angle and Baron Corbin. This might be my popcorn match, champ. Unless something changes. This may be my popcorn match. I'll watch this on the network when I get home the following day. Kurt Angle's going to win this. Even though this is last match and people say, you know, most people lose on their last match, I don't see Kurt Angle going out losing to Baron Corbin. I'm sorry. I just don't.
Yeah. Go ahead, champ. You want to go? You want me to go?
Yeah. I'll go. Yeah. On this one, I'm going to say I don't think Corbin makes it to the match. I think that angle lock that he got thrown in, it will be Corbin's bad luck that he always whines about, and he'll be unable to compete, and there'll be a replacement selected to steal his Mania moment away from him. And that person will be – Wiz, you finish it. Go ahead.
Yeah, I am 100% on board with you for the same thought process. I think the person is going to end up being John Cena. I really do. Really think he ends up being John Cena, man. I think this is all leading up to one. I think that if this is done this way, it'll be brilliant by creative. Because I think this was done to get as much heat and attention on Baron Corbin as possible. Because they like him, and I think they have plans on for him in the future. But they want to get him exposed out there. So they will book and book and book for people to see or think you're getting Baron Corbin and Kurt Angle, which puts them in kind of a big spot to where, you know, it'll be believable when they do something with them later. Be like, well, yeah, I guess this fight Angle is last match in their mind. But right now they're conditioning you basically to think Baron Corbin is a big deal, which he will be eventually. But like you said, the ankle lock or some kind of squash or something will happen to where basically Corbin isn't in there and Angle will want competition and he'll get John Cena. So that's where I'm going with that.
Yeah, definitely that.
Same page.
Hey, same page there. And then we move on. Triple H versus Batista. Retirement. If Triple H loses, he must retire from in-ring competition.
Mm-hmm.
I'm kind of torn on this match. Really, I am.
I am too.
People are like, oh, nah, man, Batista definitely going to lose. But Triple H only wrestles maybe once a year, and this year he wrestled. Well, last year he wrestled twice. Well, three times if you count WrestleMania, the Australia show, and then the show in Saudi Arabia, you know. Mm-hmm. But he's only wrestling on special shows, so I can see him actually retiring here. But I'm going to say that Triple H has another WrestleMania in him. So Triple H is my pick for the win over Batista.
What did George have, Creed?
Wow, the more we go up this card, the more I'm thinking, like, this isn't the best card in a while. I think with Triple H gets it. Yeah, I don't have anything much more to say outside of that.
Yeah, I mean, I kind of see where G-Lo is coming from in that it's not far-fetched that maybe they just have to where Batista just never loses to Triple H in his career. And Triple H's career could be over, especially considering he's technically going in the Hall of Fame this weekend. His career could very well be over. You don't know.
Yeah.
That I think what hurts, I mean, not literally, but what also kind of contributes to this is that now Triple H is getting these freak accidents and getting hurt. Like, he got hurt randomly, you know, tearing his bicep. You know what I mean? So He may be getting to that age where he's like, yeah, I can't keep tearing stuff and being away and then coming back. He might legitimately be done. You never know. But for the sake of this, yeah, I think I'm going to go Triple H stuff.
Yeah, I mean,
I just can't see him losing.
Yeah, me neither. I just can't. I just can't see him losing Batista and go his whole career never to lose to Batista. I just can't see it. Can't see it happen at all. So let's move on to the match, which I think is going to be the match of the night by hands down. That's AJ Styles taking on Randy Orton. I think this match right here is the match that will steal the show, that will have everybody in awe and everybody enjoying themselves doing this match. Randy Orton versus AJ Styles. I'm going to start with you, champ. Who do you have winning this match?
I got Orton. He needs one.
Okay. What you got?
Here's my thing. I as much as I see, based on what happened last night, Randy Orton's the one that's standing tall at the end of it. It seems like it's going to be AJ Styles winning. I would personally like to see Randy win just for the same thing. Chances says that Randy kind of needs that win. Well, they both, Randy lost last year and AJ won, so it could be where Randy wins. I'll go. This one's hard, actually. Yeah, this way, just not. AJ stops.
Yes. I think AJ Styles gets this one over Randy Orton, just because what you said, Randy Orton went over on AJ Styles on this past Tuesday night on SmackDown. So I definitely see AJ Styles getting a win here over Randy Orton. And I think the feud continues to the next pay-per-view. I don't think it will end at WrestleMania, but I think AJ Styles gets the win here and Randy Orton gets to win the next pay-per-view.
Okay, fair enough.
Yeah, no. So let's move on to the next match of the night here. Roman Reigns versus Drew McIntyre. In this match, I guess this is the easiest one that we have to pick. There's no way in the world Roman Reigns is losing this.
Yeah.
This is no way in the world Roman Reigns is losing this match.
Not right now, man. Nah, you're right.
No way, Roman Reigns. So let's get, now we get down to the last three main event matches of the night. We're going to start with this one in the order that I think the match is going to come. Brock Lesnar taking on Seth Rollins for the WWE Universal Championship. Champ, start with you.
I give it to Brock. And the only reason why is because you got Brock and Ronda to who you've paid a lot of money to. So you're not going to go 0-2 with them. There's no way that both of them are going to win. One of them are going to win. One of them. The smart money would be for both of them winning. So I'm taking Brock and Ronda on the parlay even before we get to that point. So I got Brock now.
Yeah, I put it for the exact same logic. I think you're going to get 2 out of 3 of the faces winning. I think Seth's the odd man out. I think Brock wins this.
Ooh, I want to agree with you guys. I think Brock actually does win this match, and it's just for the simple fact that they want the fans to go home. Go home happy, because if this match was any other placement, it would be booing. But because of the two matches that we're going to have following, they're going to be great moments. So I think it doesn't matter if Brock wins this, wins or lose, but I think Brock wins this match. You'll get your booing. And by the time the Kofi Kingston and Daniel Bryan match is over, or the Ronda Rousey, Becky Lynch, and Charlotte match is over, everybody will still be cheering and forget about that Brock Lesnar is still the Universal Champion. So I'm going to go ahead and say that Brock Lesnar win this match as well.
Hey.
All right. Then we move on to the match. Kofi Kingston taking on Daniel Bryan. And whoever that intern is that gave Kofi Kingston that fake contract that said March, said March the 10th, 2019, should get all his credits revoked and him terminated. And the cameraman should be fired from zooming in on it. Anyway, Kevin Dunn.
Unless he really ain't know.
I guess he really didn't know. And so, but this is, to me, it has propelled itself to the card to be one of the main event matches, and has to be at least one of the final
main event match, bro. Like,
it's the main event.
If you want to do the heat meter check at this point on Wednesday before Mania, this is the hottest thing. Like, this is first. The women's main event is second, and the Brock and Seth is third.
I don't know. The women might be up there with this one now after Monday. That segment.
The women, they now, like what I said about Ricochet and Aleister Black, they've given Becky, Ronda, and what's Charlotte. That girl name? Charlotte. Yeah, they've given them the Lex Express. You know, so yeah. That's why it might seem hotter than what it normally is. You know, had they given that to DB and Kofi? Come on, man.
Oh yeah.
Matter of fact, do that. Reverse those segments, right? You do a three-way with the ladies, a three-way. Three-way contract signing, whatever, right? give that to them, and then give DB and Kofi the run-in with the cops, the police, the backstage brawl. Bro, do you know how big that would be right now?
Yeah, no, you're right. I'll give you that. Absolutely. Absolutely.
Definitely. I'm gonna give you, before y'all make your decisions, my man, our friend of the program, Raphael, has sent me some odds. I'm gonna run through those at the end of the show and see if they match with us. All right.
All right.
So go ahead, champ. Who do you have here? Kofi Kingston or Daniel Bryan?
All right. Listen, man. Because this is in New York, I really think that if Kofi doesn't win this, there's going to be some structural damage to the MetLife Stadium.
Yeah, so, it's feeling like that. No, it really is feeling like that. I agree. People are going to piss all over that. They really are.
I think they've backed themselves into a corner now where, you know, usually it's a joke. If Punk loses, we riot. Or if this person loses, we riot. Nah, bro. I think this one feels different. Yeah, the only other market that would be worse, you know, worse for wear, as in pulling this stunt and having Kofi lose, would be Philadelphia.
Right? Or Chicago.
Because if CM Punk didn't walk away with that belt, it would have got ugly. So I think they booked themselves into a corner here. The only saving grace, and, you know, we give away good stuff a lot, and I didn't want to say nothing. I think I might have alluded to it last week. What are the ramifications of an Xavier Woods interference and heel turn?
I don't think.
That's been floated around in a few mediums. I feel like that moment, even for WWE, that moment, if Kofi wins, I don't think they ruin it at WrestleMania. Mm-hmm. They may do something like that on the SmackDown, maybe, But I think that WrestleMania moment, I don't think they take that from Kofi. I think if Kofi's going to win it, he'll win it outright. I don't think Kofi gets turned on there unless he's they really are moving somewhere else with Kofi and New Day. If not, Kofi's win will be clean and you'll get a huge celebration.
Yeah.
Okay, all right. So with that being said, I just wanted to know the ramifications of it, so I'm going to go with Kofi.
Uh-huh. I'm going Kofi.
Because I'm behind them. Because this is more money. This is money, basically,
yeah.
What it comes down to. New Day merch is always selling. You get Kofi. You throw the belt on Kofi, New Day merchandise through the roof.
Yeah, they just dropped, and it wasn't there last night, but they just dropped the Kofi Mania shirt, you know, exclusive here on the show. That will be my shirt I'm wearing to WrestleMania this year.
I told those who are coming with me and Corey, you know, I never buy a shirt at WrestleMania. I wait, but I am buying that one.
Yeah, that one I'm buying.
Only one I don't like. Only thing I don't like about it, the two pink ponytails they have out, but on Kofi, the Kofi Mania shirt, I thought it was too.
And then Kofi had a new shirt on last night too.
Yeah,
right?
They dropped a couple new shirts.
Yeah, they got three. They've got three new shirts. They've got one with New Day on a boat, like crossing the Hudson.
Yeah.
Like going to MetLife, and like WrestleMania, like crossing the horizon, going to WrestleMania.
Yeah.
There's the other one that kind of looks like, you know, take the Obama motif with the change, you know.
Yeah.
It's that one, and then they release the actual
the
WrestleMania
white
logo.
Came up with that one.
Yeah.
Yeah. No. Yeah. They released the one with the WrestleMania logo, but it says Kofi Mania, and it's got his
top of his head,
pigtail, the ponytails in his head. So it's actually dope. It looks really good.
It's good. It's better than a Brodus Clay shirt.
Yeah.
You know, Brodus is doing very well on Fox, might I add.
He does well for himself. He's got a good gig.
Yeah. And the only reason I referenced that because you guys would get it because that's the last time I wanted to buy a shirt at WrestleMania. And then when I went to look at the Brodus Clay shirt, I'm like, man, I'm not buying this.
Question. Yeah. We started this show in 2011, right?
Yeah.
2011.
Yeah.
All right. That would put us at which particular Mania?
That was we started that right after Atlanta. We started after Atlanta.
We started. Yeah. Okay, so that would be after Atlanta. Okay,
which means
you've never bought
Mania,
any shirt?
Yeah, he hasn't.
Wow. So wait, our first Mania was Atlanta?
No,
well,
mine was Arizona.
First one we covered as a show would have been 28 in Miami.
In Miami, yeah.
Okay, I missed that one.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. So.
All right. We can continue.
So we all agree that Becky. We all agree that Kofi Kingston win this one, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
So let's go to the main event.
The custodian at MetLife, hope so.
I know that's great.
Oh yeah, that's bad.
Yo, if he doesn't win, they have to clean the ring before Becky, Ronda, and Charlotte.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they will.
And go to commercial break now.
Before, but that's great. You know what? It wouldn't even be people wouldn't even be mad at DB. They would just be mad at the situation. Because people wouldn't even be mad at Daniel 1. Like, people are okay with Daniel right now. Daniel is, bottom line, Daniel Bryan, regardless of the situation, is going to come out squeaky clean, regardless.
Oh, yeah.
But they love him, period.
I can see 80,000 fans hijacking the next match and just booing the whole time and chanting Kofi.
Is there another match that we would have left in between? Oh, no. Yeah, you would. There would be another match. You know what? That's if it were to happen, that's where you insert whatever you're doing with Undertaker. You insert it there.
Okay. Or you insert the match that could happen that we saw on Raw when Raw went off between Curtis Hawkins and the Revival. Curtis Hawkins, Zack Ryder, and the Revival. You could throw that there.
No. Well, with Hawkins and Ryder versus the Revival, is that happening?
Yeah. It may happen, and we don't know yet, but if Kofi Kingston loses, that's the match that I would place there.
Yeah, we'll put it this way. If Kofi loses, there has to be another match in between them. the fans are going to hijack it during Ronda, Becky, and Charlotte. They're absolutely going to hijack.
Yeah, you definitely.
I don't even think Becky's momentum can sustain that. If Kofi doesn't win, I don't even think that will sustain it.
Listen, I don't know, man, but I feel like Becky's petering off, man.
I told you that. I remember I said that on the show. I was like, something feels off. Something feels not the same.
I'm going to tell you why I don't see this. Because it's oversaturation. I don't need to see her on Raw and then see her on SmackDown. I don't need to see her that much. It's oversaturation of Becky Lynch and the gimmick just starting to die down. Now, she's a minus 260 to win. She's minus 260. Charlotte Flair is Ronda Rousey's plus 300, and Charlotte Flair's 10 to 1.
So Becky's the favorite, basically.
And explain that for the listeners who don't know odds. I know odds. Yeah. Go ahead.
Champ, you're the professional. I can do
it. Okay, so if you said Becky is minus 260.
Minus 260. Charlotte is 10 to 1.
Okay, so for the fans that are listening, if Becky is minus 260, that means that you would have to bet $260 on Becky to win $100, right? Yep. If Charlotte is 10 to 1, which is pretty much almost like plus 10 to 1, that means you would bet $100 on Charlotte to win $1,000. And then if Ronda's plus 300, that means that if you bet $100 on Ronda Rousey, you would win plus 300. So you would walk away from the gate with $400.
Yeah, in the laymanest of terms, Becky is the odds on favorite.
Yes, in layman's terms, Becky is the odds on favorite to win. Now, I don't think she's going to come out with this. I'd like to see how the rest of the cards plays out. And for the sake of this show, I'm going to have to pick a winner. But as you guys alluded to and mentioned earlier, it depends on a lot of other matches on how this one shapes up. So let's say things stay true to what we picked on the show. Becky Lynch walks away as a champion. But somewhere in my heart of hearts is saying that Ronda leaves with both belts. That's what I really want to say. I really want to say Ronda, but for the sake, Becky Lynch wins. And I don't think if Becky loses, I don't think because of the steam we just talked about that she lost, I don't think the crowd would really be that upset. And I take that back. I forgot, and I said this in the last show, European crowd, Becky Lynch has to win.
Really?
I don't think she has to. It's a good nod. I don't think she has to, though. If there's something else planned, I think if they implement it correctly, Ronda winning would be interesting. I think Charlotte's the only one winning that they do that. People are going to be like, oh, really? That's the only one. And that's not a knock to her. It's just like, that'd really be like, wow, like you invested all of that and then Charlotte wins. I think people would be okay if Ronda won. People would be okay if Becky won. Charlotte's the only one where you're kind of like, okay, I guess.
Right. I feel you on that, but I agree. Go ahead, champ.
No, I was just going to say, going back to what you mentioned in terms of it dying down, here's the dynamic in which it died down. And I think I heard two people had told me this, Johnny Rods a long time ago and Jim Ross said it on a podcast. They said that when you have triple threat main events, that it takes something away from the heat that you would get if it's mano a mano, because humankind and mankind, we've been conditioned in gladiator culture, which wrestling is an extension of, to see the best versus the best clash at the top. In any form of competition, you know, if you want to look at hip hop, everyone was stoked when Jay-Z finally went one-on-one against Nas, because it was floated around the concept, the arguments at the barbershop, at the coffee table, the street corners, the basketball courts. These things were brought all the way, even with you know, with Michael Jordan, everyone always wondered, is he better than Magic Johnson? And even though he played against an older Magic Johnson when the Lakers played the Bulls back in 91, it still had that mano-a-mano situation. And what you had with Becky and Ronda, you had all of this momentum, everything leading up to these two finally clashing. And it's almost like you have, and I'm just going to throw this comparison out there loosely, it's almost like you've been building around The Rock versus Stone Cold for a main event at some eventual point, from tossing the belt over in the water to the Rudy Pooh Bridge to the beeper. You have all of these things going on, and then at the end you just say, okay, at the main event, we're just going to throw Triple H in there just because that's Triple H. It would lose some of its flavor, you know what I mean, especially for a first-time encounter. Because to be honest with you, this Becky and Ronda thing, the way that they've been going at it, you can do this for multiple Manias, you know? And the argument conversely would be, well, if you can do Ronda and Becky for multiple Manias, then it shouldn't matter that Charlotte isn't here. What you do is you use Charlotte as the alternate, because Charlotte doesn't need anything that these other two women have, to be honest with you. Charlotte has reached that rare air where she herself is an attraction if you book her the right way, and you could alternate. They could do the Texas three-step, you know, with SummerSlam, Mania, and all of, and you can book this thing to who knows how long. But I think just having them in this situation took away that mano-a-mano aspect, and it just, it fell a little flat. And then on top of that, the Kofi thing got nuclear hot, you know? So that's my thoughts on it.
Now, let me ask you both this. Do you think that was somebody backstage not trusting Becky by herself in that moment, in that arena, in that arena of one-on-one with Ronda? Because you have Becky who just became hot, and you have Ronda who's still within her first year. She's a draw. She can go on her own, but it's like you got to figure when Ronda's been in there on her own, she's had somebody that, you know, pretty seasoned, you know, in there with her, from Alexa to Nikki Bella to, you know, who she just beat at the Rumble, Sasha Banks, you know. Mm-hmm. So is it that, and this is not knocking Becky or taking nothing away from her, but it's like because of the investment in those other characters in a singles format to where Becky, you know, kind of rocket ship to now, is it like, okay, do we throw Charlotte in there as the ring general? And that's, you know, like I said, I feel bad saying it that way because I'm not saying Becky can't handle it, because she can, but it's like on that big of a stage, because I think Becky could have done it in any other pay-per-view. But it's like, are they saying, okay, we don't risk WrestleMania, let's throw Charlotte in there? Do you think that's what they're doing?
No, I think they because she's – I agree with you that Charlotte is a ring general, but I think they threw her in there because she's another star, and they didn't have any other place to put her. You couldn't do Charlotte, Asuka, too, because we already died down Asuka throughout the year.
You know what? Honestly, I'm going to disagree with you. I think they could have done Charlotte, Asuka, too. I think so.
Unless you're going to let Asuka go over. If Asuka was going to go over this time, yes.
Yeah, no, you can. With Charlotte as the heel now, you can. You absolutely can.
But it goes back to what we said early in the show. They knew they were going to do a headliner, and they wanted women to headline the show, and they wanted to put everything on in this as possible. They threw the sprinkles on here. They threw the nuts on here. They threw the cherry on top. And you know, so they had to do it with Charlotte. So you have the top three hottest women in wrestling right now. Becky got on fire at SummerSlam. She rolled it all the way through. Ronda Rousey's the best in the world. And Charlotte Flair is your blue chipper. She's Ric Flair's daughter. Whatever else you want, she's been there since day one with this Evolution movement. And so they wanted to stack it up. My question to you guys is, have they set the bar so high that you can never have another women's main event?
At WrestleMania.
No, at WrestleMania. Because they stacked this one. I mean, let's be honest. This one is stacked.
This is the first, and it is stacked, which is because it's the first, and they got to really deliver. I think I know where Champ Creed is going. I think this opens, he'll correct me if I'm wrong. I think this opens the door for them to, for the idea to be okay with somebody, another two people being the main event. I think it opens, if this delivers, this opens the door for the women. If it doesn't deliver, you won't get another one. I think that's where we're at.
Yeah, I agree.
If they if they miss with this one, it's especially with the caliber of the three people you have in there. I mean, it, truth be told, especially with Ronda Rousey in there, because she's a draw. She's a box office draw.
If this don't work with Ronda,
if this doesn't work, the women, it's not gonna work with the women. If doesn't, if this doesn't work and she's in there, it's not gonna work. And I hate saying that because I enjoy the women, but it's not. If this doesn't work, they got to deliver. They got to deliver.
And the reason I said that and I thought about it, I had to think about, I thought about it this morning, was if these three ladies for somehow are eliminated, you know, next year, or can't participate, Lord forbid, whatever case may be, can't participate due to injury, I don't see anybody else on the card that can have another storyline that you're invested in that it would be the women's main event.
Yeah, you do. And you got one in waiting. It's been sitting and waiting and festering for 4 years now. It's Sasha and Bayley too. That's your only other one right now that you could go. If you go somehow there, you know, Charlotte, Ronda, Becky are not in the equation, you have that to fall back on. You do. You let that fester and brew, and you do 6 months to a year with that, investing in it. That one could deliver. That one can.
Okay.
Oh no, I got one even better, man. This is why you don't job Nia Jax out like you did, because you could carry her as your Andre the Giant. You know what I mean? Like, if they stop making her look like a damn punk and then make her look like something reasonable of what a woman of her size would look like in a fight with her lineage, you could turn her into the monster heel of all monster heels. Like, she could be the greatest female monster heel. She probably will be anyway, of all time, if you book her the right way. And then when you have someone of that level, her, you can put her in there with Sasha. You could put her in there with Bayley. You could put her in there with Charlotte. You could put her in there with Ronda. You could put her in there with Becky. You basically have this giant figure, you know, that, basically, you're looking for a baby face, a white meat baby face, to overthrow the big giant. That's as simple as Jack and the Beanstalk. That's as simple as David and Goliath. And with her, it would have been the simplest thing to do, you know? And then if you flank her with Tamina and give them some, like, reality to women of their stature with their background, you can have, oh, man, listen, they could have even built up Ronda versus Nia from last year if they let Nia keep the belt from last year. You know what I mean? Like, there's so much that they could have done with her, and I don't know if they can get back to that point. But, like, can they have another female main event? If this one goes bad, it'll be a real long time. But do they have a lot of options for another one? Yes, they do. Just book them right. That's all. Just book them right.
Yeah. Totally agree.
Absolutely.
Agree with that one. Agree with that. So we agree. I think we haven't given our picks, but I'm going to score. I think we did.
Yeah, we didn't give the picks yet. We didn't.
I'm going to say Becky Lynch.
Yeah. I just feel like they like giving swerves these last couple years. Like, it's man, I'm gonna go Becky, but I wouldn't be surprised if Ronda won. But I'm gonna go Becky for the sake of picking. I'm going Becky Lynch.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm going with Ronda, Kofi, Brock.
Okay, fair enough.
Fair enough.
But, man. Remember, we got Monday and Tuesday.
Yeah, Monday and Tuesday. Yeah, definitely. But I think fair enough is, you know, I think this is going to be a good pay-per-view. I don't think, as most people say, oh, this pay-per-view is not going to be good. I disagree. On paper, this looked like it will be a solid WrestleMania card. And I think we'll get some good, solid WrestleMania moments out of this pay-per-view.
Absolutely. I love the card.
I do, too. And
I don't
the fun part for me is to see how they got everybody in this card.
I heard him to know. I heard why he was saying that. And here's the thing. Here's why I think because I put myself in that mode of, you know, I'm here. I catch myself up in the excitement. I try to have the most positive outlook on it. I can see where, you know, there are holes in that theory that this card can be really good. I can see that. But yeah. I get so immersed in, okay, I'm here, I'm caught up, I'm excited, I want to watch the pay-per-view, that I'm okay.
And what I have to do is this. I take the emotion of actual being there, because it's different emotions. From being there and feeling it into watching it on TV is totally different. You know, because I've seen ones where we have great emotion that we by being there. Because I didn't like Cena Rock, the first one, until I went home and watched it.
Yeah. It's like, it's weird that, twenty nine was not that good on, you know, on paper. Looking back at it, it wasn't that. I enjoyed it there. I mean, other than the weather. But then when I watched it back, like years later, it actually wasn't that bad.
Right.
I think they missed out on the opportunity of Ziggler cashing in at Mania instead of at Raw the next night.
Right.
I think that's where they should. I think Ziggler should. I'll hold that to this day. Ziggler should have cashed in at Mania. Mm-hmm. It's just something as crazy as that crowd was the next night. Something felt they lost the chance to make Dolph a huge star at WrestleMania with him cashing in.
Yeah.
So I'm going to hold my opinion until next week on how this card plays out, because by the time we do a show next week, we've already been there and I've already watched it on a TV. So I'm going to end up watching 16 hours of WrestleMania, the same one, by the time we come back next week. But now I'm looking forward to WrestleMania weekend. Always looking forward to WrestleMania weekend each and every year. Guys, we'll catch up once we all get to New York. Well, Corey, we already know you're there. I'm on my way.
Yep. All right. Well, done. Is Champ here? Champ lives here. Is he here?
Well, he's not there yet.
No, I'm not there. I'm not there yet. I'll be there Saturday morning.
So, fellas,
Saturday morning. I'll be in Access more than likely. Okay.
Yes. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, that's what we have for this week. Hope you enjoy your WrestleMania weekend, NXT. Hope you enjoy the Hall of Fame. Hope you enjoy the indie shows, WrestleCon. Wrestling's all over New York and New Jersey this weekend. Wherever you go, make sure you have fun. Be safe. Hey, Wizard, take us home.
Hey, if you're not confirmed, consider yourself denied.
End of story, ladies and gentlemen. Good night.